Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:16 WWL First News Time, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Day 86 of the Ida recovery. Sunny and cool today, highs of 62. It's chilly outside right now, about 48 degrees. Then tomorrow it warms up with highs of 72. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Thanksgiving is going to be warm and muggy with highs of 76 and maybe a late shower as a cold front comes through. Friday would probably be the better day for Thanksgiving, but generally speaking, you can't really push that back. Black Friday highs are going to be 59 and 58 on Saturday with plenty of clouds, so it's going to feel cooler than that. And then the sunshine returns Sunday with highs of 64 and Monday highs only in the mid-60s. So unfortunately, the only real warm day we're going to have is on Thanksgiving, when I think most of us would prefer it to be cool. But at least you'll be together and you'll be enjoying each other's company. Every Tuesday morning, we talk to Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about crime in the New Orleans area. And today is no different. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, you know, we had five murders. Since we spoke, we've had five murders. So it's not over yet, and it really isn't. And some of them, you know, they're basically kindly called assassinations. So we've really got to monitor this. And I think the possible bright light is in the infrastructure bill. There's a bunch of money for crime control. We already got some money to hire 30-odd officers, though we lost 70 in the last cycle. But it's I think it's a confusing time. And the question I guess I'm thinking about, I wanted to share with you in the audience, is let's say we got some money, investment capital. What will we do with it? We're so divided as a city on what the cure is, if there is a cure. And to check the ozone and see what are people thinking and saying, and what really are the options. You know, in again, you're lucky I'm old, so I went through the Pennington reforms, as you did. And, you know, at that time...
Was that a backhanded way of telling me I'm old, Peter? I don't quite get the way you phrased that.
You're never going to catch up with me.
Okay. All right.
But no, you're young. You're young, dude. But, you know, going through that experience, we had, again, in 1994, it was gloom and doom. We had 424 murders and had these meetings in Gallagher Hall. And, you know, much to his credit, Pennington had a plan called the Pennington Plan. And, you know, it was a district-by-district plan to attack murders. And in five years, through 1999, they had a reduction from 424 to 159. And that was one of the largest decrease in violent crime. So I think some people are thinking, okay, why not now? But the tricky question is, how do you do it? And what is the strategy? So we have opinions all over the map. One, really enhance NLPD, train them, build out the force. We've lost so many officers. The other idea is really to pretty much slow grow or ignore the police department and focus on non-policing strategies to reduce the carnage. And I think there's a war brewing as to what we ought to do. And that's I guess, my thinking right now.
All right, let me take a break, you know, Peter. We'll pick it up here when we come back. And I think the question that just popped.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pops to my mind, and you can answer it when we return, is, well, why don't we just re-implement the Pennington plan if it worked then, or maybe times are different? We'll find out when we come back. We're talking about crime with Peter Scharf, as we always do on Tuesday morning. And I asked you to text in, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner? I'm just curious about this. I'm taking a little poll here, if you will. Somebody texted in, we eat our Thanksgiving meal when it is ready, typically at 9:30 a.m., second grazing around 2 p.m., last call 6 p.m. 621 WWL First News Time. Let's take a look at traffic. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL First News Time, Tuesday, November 23rd. Chilly outside right now, 48 degrees, only going up to 62. And the warmest day for the next 7 days, as it stands now, is going to be Thanksgiving Day with highs of 76 and a chance for a late shower. We're talking to Peter Scharf, Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about crime, violent crime in New Orleans, which is up. 7 carjackings reported over the weekend in New Orleans alone. And Peter, earlier you talked about the Pennington plan and maybe there being some dispute, not specifically about the Pennington plan, but about the way the officials in charge are going to use some federal money that they got to attack crime, etc. But let me begin with the simple question of, can you just take what Richard Pennington did and reapply it, or will it not work?
That's a great question. The collateral damage in the Pennington plan was increased incarcerations. In 2004, we had 100,000 people who went into Orleans Parish Prison, in and out. And do you see now with the conflict between the progressives and the pragmatists, and I know you very rightly said it's not as clean as that difference. But are we really going to go to a solution that requires mass arrest? You know, the divisions within the city, I think, are so great that the chance that would be viable are slim to none. And I think when in 1995. We were so fed up. There were murder in the Louisiana Pizza Kitchen, and people march on Gallagher Hall, not for get the cops off our back, but for more cops. So it's a very different time. But I think the thing that would endure is the idea that you had a plan prior to money. So they had a plan pretty well in place. And right now I don't see a plan to, you know, what would you do if, you know, we recapitalize our efforts against violent crime? We're so divided. And I think there are people who want to, encourage community groups, which is great. And we want to, deal with non-policing strategies to control violence. That's great. And then there are people saying we desperately need more police. We lost 70, 80 police officers in a couple of months. So how do we, and it's like completely divided opinion as to the way we should go. And I think, we've got to get one thing we all believe works and implement that pretty quickly. You know, we're still on the top tier of murder cities in the United States. You know, and the rates have moderated somewhat over the last couple of months. But, you know, we don't have enough evidence that, in fact, the major risks of gun violence are behind us, and I doubt they are. And so we have to soul search and find, you know, with the new city council coming in and all the changes that are occurring, we've got to find common ground for a strategy that would work, or we're going to continue. I mean, I have two theories about what's going to happen. One, we'll get it together. And two, we'll just keep dribbling along. And the worst thing would be to listen to political voices as to what they think works. I think you have to follow the evidence and, diligently push it to its conclusion.
Peter, we'll take a break, pick it up when we, and we'll come back. We'll talk about that. How do you do it? I also want to ask about the Pennington plan. If when you come back, you can answer if that would be precluded by the consent decree, and how do those two get along? We're asking you, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner? Somebody said, we serve filet gumbo as an appetizer around 11 a.m. Main course is ready and served about 1 p.m. That is brilliant to me, because you eat the gumbo, which is just enough to keep you from starving by 2 o'clock, and you don't eat the gumbo right before you eat your meal, so you don't eat your turkey. Well played. Taking a break, coming back, WWL. Here's Dave Cohen and WWL First News. 6:45 on the button, WWL First News Time. I'm Tommy Tucker, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving, day 86 of the Ida recovery, 2 days before the warmest day in the next 7, which happens to be Thanksgiving.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
highs of 76. Then today, sunny, cool, highs of 62. We're hanging at about 51 degrees right now, and then it warms up tomorrow and even more for Thursday, and then cools off. Highs in the 50s on Black Friday and Saturday, and then in the low to mid-60s Sunday and Monday. Peter Scharf is our guest, talking crime as we do every Tuesday morning here on WWL. An adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine is Peter Scharf. So, Peter, I was asking you before the break about the Pennington plan, and would that be able to be done, implemented with the consent decree, or would it be precluded by it? And somebody texted in and said, the Pennington plan will not work today. The consent decree has the NOPD's hands tied. Go to their website, look up the vehicle pursuit policy. They cannot chase anything. And then adds, I just resigned after 14 and a half years. You have no idea how frustrating it is to want to do your job, but policies make it impossible. And that goes to retention of officers. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Wow, man, that's great. One, the answer is no. You couldn't do it today for a bunch of reasons. The other thing is, again, I said I mentioned I'm old, and I actually was out there on the streets, and it was like go arrest five people and you go home for lunch in some cases. And it was much more cynical than I think people realize.
Wait, what does that
realize.
Mean? What do you mean by that, five people?
Well, the sergeant said, okay, guys, you want to go home early, go arrest five people, and we'll call it a day. So there, it was very blunt instrument, over arrest, mass arrest, minimal offenses, you know, like a beer can without a cover. And it was, and again, the consent decree didn't come out of a vacuum. It came from the overreach during that period. The other thing
is... So wait, let me call a timeout here and ask a question, which is...
Sure.
Are we operating under the assumption that the Pennington plan worked or it did not work?
It worked with collateral damage. So at one point, we had 4,000 people in Orleans Parish Prison.
Wrongly imprisoned, Peter? Because when you say collateral damage, are you saying people that were arrested for not doing anything?
I think there was over arrest. Yep.
Okay.
And now we're down to 984. Last time I looked, you know, under 1,000, in the city, and that came out of the MacArthur grant they got for prison reduction, but also, you know, I think we and there's this cycle, and we overreach on both sides. I think a lot of people are saying that. So at the peak of the Pennington enthusiasm for the Pennington plan, we tolerated probable cause violations, a bunch of things that because of the consent decree and also community attitudes, we wouldn't tolerate today. Now, the very fair question, have we overreached on the depolicing side? And that's a very fair question. You know, are we at a point where we're tolerating things, dope deals, everything else on the streets that in the long run will get us? And this is the divide, the cultural divide, the two poles of opinion. One, we need more cops, more arrests in this cycle of violence. And the other is we need to depolice even further. And again, you know, there are elections where, you know, the Guzman, Susan Hudson election is a very interesting litmus test of some ways the polls of that discussion. In the city right now, all you can say is we're divided. So, you know, again, and that backs into my question, you know, are you going to fund more community groups, more advocacy groups, more community alternatives, and I'm balancing this, or do we got to reestablish our police force, which was the case in 1994, you remember 1995, when all this was going on, the poster children were Annette Franks, who killed her partner, Ronnie Williams, and Len Davis, who killed Kim Grove and a bunch of other people, or Kim Grove, for sure. And, you know, and so you have this issue of corruption within the police force, which you don't have now in the same way. And so you were literally, I had a friend in justice who said, what you're doing down there, Justice Department, is your nation building. You're dissembling an disassembling an organization and rebuilding it. So that was a very different time. And now, you know, no one is asserting mass corruption in NLPD. I haven't seen no indication of it. And so you're at a very different point than you were in 1994, 1995.
Let me take a quick break because I want to go back to collateral damage when we come back. And if, in fact, it was helping and it did work with the homicide, shooting, carjackings, armed robbery, auto theft, well, I don't know how much damage was collateral or if it had a direct effect on those violent crimes, why wouldn't we want to do the same thing? 651, 9 before 7, WWL First News Time. Let's take 6:57, 3 before 7, just 3 minutes left, WWL First News Time with Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. So, Peter, you talked about collateral damage under the Pennington plan, a lot more people in jail, but yet, if violent crime was down, was it cause and effect or was it coincidence? Because now, if you look at carjackings, middle of the day, they don't care if it's broad daylight, noon, where it is. It seems like there's a blatant disregard for police. So sort all of that out for me in the time we have left.
Wow. You know, great. Great question. I think that you have a two-tailed risk. Okay. One, you know, when you increase incarceration, now the jail courts are open and, you know, we're back in business in that area. One, you're creating a digital gulag. That's a term I use. You know, people get a prison sentence, and you think it's hard to get a job on normal days. If you have a record, it's way worse. So you're turning an event, a criminal event, into a long-term stigma that makes it difficult for some individuals to re-enter the job market. I have a friend, a cab driver, who calls me and cries because he can't get a job other than being a cab driver because he has a prison sentence. And so that's sort of one half of it. The other thing is to get total anarchy. There's going to be a TV special this week which shows an area where the criminals have totally taken over. So you have a two-tailed, and that's what we're trying to find a balance.
What is that
between? It's going to be on Fox. Natasha Robbins is doing it.
Okay.
And it's the area around Franklin and St. Claude. It's going to be good.
Okay.
But I think it's tomorrow night. But the but again, how in this hopelessly, not hopelessly, but profoundly divided city where people are asking for more units of law, more sanctions, more prisonization, and other folks are vehemently opposed.
We'll pick it up there next week, Peter. I know the first thing would be don't commit the crime in the first place, right? We'll be back, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.